to the whole show powered by PDC Energy, again live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Happy to have this next guest on the program. We've got an All-American on the program here, a guy that's getting used to being on this watch list, the Ray Guy Award list. Ryan Stonehouse, punter for Colorado State. Ryan, my friend, it's an honor to get you on the show.
Well, thanks, Brady, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, love chatting with you last week to start practice off. And, hey, you know when a team is really focused on special teams? Ryan, you were the first player we talked to start fall camp. So you know that this program is saying, man, we got to fix things up. We got to be ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this new staff has definitely made it a point of focus and an emphasis, especially not just this fall camp, but throughout last year. After the season, and special teams, it's a whole team deal. So you know, it's really nice to see Coach Adazio being as involved as he is.
Well, what's that mean to you too? Because a lot of head coaches say, "Hey, special teams is important. We know that." And you know, yeah, it usually is. But a guy like Steve Adazio's, it's so important to him that he's the special teams coach. So, what does that mean for you to actually see? Okay, this is one of the most important things to this head coach.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it means a lot to me. I think it means a lot to the guys. It definitely, you can see how much guys are buying in. We all look up to Coach Adazio, and it's definitely it's a really satisfying thing to have your head coach be so involved, and it really inspires you to want to be the best. And I think that's what he's getting out of the guys here, is everyone wants to really level special teams up at Colorado State and be the best in the country.
Yeah, Coach talked about that too. You know, he talked about last year, maybe guys just weren't buying in just to how important it really was. And he said, hey, that's changing now. We're getting that buy-in. Are you seeing that from your teammates? They're all in on the special team side of it?
Yeah, you know, we're working it, and I do see that. I do see that we're all in. I think the most important thing, and to piggyback off of Coach Adazio's comment, is that, you know, you need a lot of team chemistry with special teams.
Yeah.
It's using almost every guy on the team except for, you know, some O-linemen and quarterbacks. So you need a full team buy-in for special teams. You can't just have certain position groups buying in more than others, and having the head coach leading it is extremely important to the success of special teams.
We're talking to Ryan Stonehouse, punter for Colorado State, again named to the Ray Guy Award watch list. You're used to that. Every single year you're on that watch list. How frustrating was it for you? No, I mean, you're such a weapon. You can flip the field for this team, and I know that we're going to be seeing that this season, but how frustrated were you personally last year? You know, the blocked kicks and just coverage, coverage wasn't quite up there. Was that something where you're like, man, I know I can get this thing where we need to be, but like you said, the chemistry just wasn't there.
Yeah, you're right. Chemistry's big, and I was really frustrated. You know, not necessarily with the players, but just how everything was going. You know, we were in the middle of a pandemic. We couldn't get the team together. We couldn't play as a team, as a unit. And we just were all on different wavelengths. And I think that you're going to see a huge change this year in that, as we've been working on it in spring ball and throughout the summer and now through fall camp. And yeah, it is frustrating though. But what I really enjoy with Coach Adazio is that he's really taken a faith in me and, held me to a higher standard, you know, and it's actually a really good thing. And it actually helps my game because, you know, it holds me accountable for certain things in our punt scheme. And, you know, to be quite honest, that's what I need. And that's what our whole team needs, is accountability. And so it's a really good thing.
We're talking to Ryan Stonehouse again, Colorado State Rams punter. Ryan, talk to us about your decision to come back, because we all know that you got big things in your future. We all know where that next step's going to lead you. But what was it? What changed your mind? And how much did you think about that process as far as coming back to Colorado State?
Yeah, I thought a lot about it. You know, I had a lot of different people that I trust and am close with and who I know are honest to me. Give me advice, and the decision came down to a couple of things. First and foremost, I think when you look at the overall right now you see a lot more guys developing at different paces. And I don't understand why it's a negative thing to take another year. Think about it like this. If a freshman redshirts, on the back end, he's getting another year. When he's more mature, he's had built more strength in the weight room, had more game experience, he's gaining an extra year on the back end rather than the front end. And with COVID, I have a unique opportunity to do that same exact thing, gain another year on the back end, more chances to improve on different things, you know, before I head off and get an opportunity in the league. And I think that that's a big thing. I love CSU. I love the fans. I love everything about Fort Collins. And, you know, the decision for me to come back was primarily on the fact that there was a lot of question marks last year. You talk to, you know, scouts, you talk to agents, you talk to whomever close to the league, and a lot of people had no idea where guys were going to get drafted, you know, if they were going to get drafted, where they were going to get drafted. There's a lot of question marks. And so relying on the people that I felt comfortable with trusting was extremely important in my decision to come back. I'm not a big guy on uncertainty. I don't like, you know, when there's a lot of uncertainty and people don't shoot you straight. I think it's important to be honest and to really evaluate where the situation was with COVID. So that ultimately came down to me deciding to stay.
And you mentioned too last week, you know, and it's crazy for me to even hear you say this because you're that good. But you said, hey, there's still some things that I need to work on too. I want to perfect my game just a little bit more, polish it up just a little bit more before you take that next step to the NFL.
Yeah, you think about the NFL; it's pro, it's professional, and you know there's a lot of things that even guys go to the league and are working on currently. And I think, you know what, before I do that, you know, I get another opportunity to play college football. Who wouldn't want to do that, you know? And I get an opportunity to go and refine my skills. I still have a lot of things that I'm working on. Maybe that people say, oh, that's a small thing or whatever. But to me, it's a big thing. And that's why I take pride in everything I do. And I don't take a game or a rep for granted anymore, you know? I may have enjoyed it as a freshman and kind of been – you know, living in the moment and that, but I don't take anything for granted anymore. I enjoy every rep. I want as many reps as possible, and I'm just trying to better myself.
Coach Addazio said last week, you know, a couple of things. He, you know, of course, he talked about special teams and the frustrations there, but he finished saying, I'll bet this team, this unit is going to be electric. Can you talk to us more about that, what you're seeing on the field after, you know, only a few practices, but I know you got the scrimmage tomorrow as well. But are you getting that sense? Are you thinking, man, both sides,
yeah, I mean,
special teams?
Think about the guys on this punt team. You got Trey McBride, you have Scott Patchin, you have Tywan Francis, you have Daquan Jackson. I mean, that's just to name a couple off the top of my head. You know, we have Thomas Panunzio as our gunner. We have, you know, a bunch of guys, newer guys on that team too, that are filling in spots. And Henry Blackburn, electric guys. I mean, you have your top guys on the team on that unit. And that should just show a lot of people that what kind of emphasis we're putting on this unit. This isn't something we're just throwing together. We've taken a lot of time, and there's a lot of accountability within the unit. Before our punt goes out to practice, we hold every person on that punt team accountable for their assignment, their coverage, including myself, location, hang time. Everyone's held accountable on that unit. So that's the important thing, and I think that's why you'll see this punt team be electric. Because like Coach Addazio said, it's the battle of field position. And anyone who knows a lot about football knows that the game is won and lost off field position. And that's a huge deal. We want to be we want to pin him on the 10, you know, to give the defense. So, you know, Daquan Jackson is going to put in even more effort to get him down the 10 because that's where he wants to start his defensive drive.
We're talking to Ryan Stonehouse, Colorado State Rams punter. Ryan, take me back, man. When did you start seeing, damn, I'm a really good punter? I mean, what age were you when you started launching that thing? Because we all try it, right? I mean, I remember being in football. I'm like, I want to see how far I can kick it. 5 yards later, I gave up on that dream. What about you? When did you first think, I can launch this thing?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't immediate, I'll tell you that. At Mater Dei, we have a freshman white team and a red team, and I was the red team is the better of the two freshman teams. So I was put on the white team, if that paints a picture for you, how undeveloped I was. I was undersized, just learning how to do it. And I really, you know, my dad's been my coach ever since, I don't know, freshman year of high school, even beyond that. And I started to see, I started to love what I was doing. And so to answer your question, you know, I started realizing I had a talent when I was a sophomore. Even though it wasn't as great as it could be, I started turning over the ball in games, which is huge. And so I put a lot of emphasis on that because, you know, the games are really what matters. So when I go out and practice or I try to do my technique, that's what I'm preparing for the game. I'm not necessarily preparing for practice. So every practice rep I take, I treat it exactly like a game rep because in the game, it's how many balls can you – if you can turn the ball over, you can control the ball. So that's the most important thing for me in this whole thing. So sophomore year of high school, I definitely realized I had a talent. And I guess when I was a senior in high school, I had aspirations to go, you know, farther.
Ryan, what's your relationship like with the rest of this team? And like you said, it's about chemistry on special teams. But, I mean, are you guys all pretty tight?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially with guys that I've been with here for a while. I have a great relationship with everyone. You know, Ross, obviously a bunch of the specialists I have a really good relationship with. Trey and I have a really good relationship. And the list goes on. You know, we all have a mutual respect for each other, and we all know that there's a you know, a goal at the end of this that we're all striving for together. And I think, like Coach Adazio said, that's that chemistry. When you're in line and you believe in that goal at the end, you have this chemistry. Even if you don't even really know the person, you have this chemistry between the two of you that drives either that friendship or that relationship on the field. And that's important. So I have a really good relationship with a lot of guys in the team.
We talked a lot about special teams. Of course, defense, we're talking about the defensive line should be pretty good, too. And I know a lot of Rams fans, they want to know also about that quarterback position. And just getting a chance to sit down and talk to Toddy Centeio, I mean, I'm buying in. I'm getting excited about it. How have you seen his game kind of transition, I suppose, from last year into these early parts of camp?
You know, I have one word to describe Toddy, and that's leader. His leadership in the last year and a half, you know, since he got here, really is what I'm trying to say. He has really stepped into that leader role, and he's kind of taken that criticism, you know, put a chip on his shoulder, and he's dedicated to what he's doing. You know, you can see it in guys' eyes when they are dedicated to what they're doing. You can see it in Trey's eyes. You can see it in Scott's eyes. You can see it in Manny Jones' eyes. You can see it in all these guys' eyes. When they know and they believe in what they're doing, you can see how their dedication to what they're doing changes. And I see that in Toddy, and I have full faith in Toddy. I know Toddy's going to get the job done, and that's important. I think every guy on the team trusts Toddy and knows Toddy can get it done.
We're talking to Ryan Stonehouse, Colorado State Rams punter. Ryan, what do you like to do when you're not launching the ball, man, when you're not focused on football? Because I know you are a studier. You are a student of the game, just listening to you, watching you, seeing what you do. But do you ever take some breaks and get away from the football side, and what is that?
I do, actually. I do. You know, I try to keep my life in an even balance. I really enjoy, you know, building and getting my mind off of things. I think if I could go back, I would have gone into construction management as a major.
Wow.
At CSU. I could redo it. But, no, I built, you know, this last summer, every summer I try to give myself a project. This summer was a little different with training and stuff. I'm more focused primarily on football this summer. But I built out a van that I've been working on. Last summer, that was my project. You
wow.
know, I bought this van and I built it out and that's what I really wanted to do, and so I've been enjoying doing that. And I built a barbecue in my backyard 2 years ago. So that was, you know, I've just enjoyed
wow.
it. Kind of gets my mind off of football a little bit, to be quite honest with you.
That's built a barbecue, man. I mean, we
got to
talk
sweet.
About that. That's so, like, what, I don't even know how to, dude, I can barely change the oil in my car. So, I mean, this is fascinating to me. You built
yeah.
a barbecue. You still using it then? I mean, firing that baby up?
I do. Yeah, I do. We actually, it's in the, so it's like, it's like a whole grill with like a countertop. All this, it's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet. But it was nice actually. I built it in like I started in like April, May of I want to say 2019, and it was just nice because I was able to kind of, when I came back from football, get my mind off of it. You know, it helped. That kind of stuff just helps me recenter. You know, doing other things besides. You know, I snowboard. I do a lot of stuff, you know, outside of football and stuff. You know, I'm obviously careful with my body. But at the same time, you know, I really enjoy that kind of stuff. It definitely helps me kind of center myself.
Yeah, I love it, man. I'm always fascinated. People like you that can build stuff. I mean, I wish that I had that in me, but I just don't. But, hey, how about some pictures at some point? Tweet them out, man. I would love to see
Absolutely.
This grill.
I'll send them your way. I really love. I love doing that. It's a hobby. It's a really nice hobby that I had, and it's been enjoyable. You know, I don't think, you know, being in Fort Collins, it's one of the best towns. I always tell this to people. When I first came here, I had no idea Fort Collins even existed, but I'm blessed and lucky to have landed here. Yeah. Amazing spot.
Well, and I know this is a huge year for you guys. We're talking about all this conference realignment and all that. And if you guys can, as Coach said, put your best foot forward this season, I mean, big things will come. You know, get those eyeballs all over Fort Collins, all over Colorado State. It starts up September 3rd, Friday night football against South Dakota State. I'm pumped. I'm looking forward to it, man. And I just want to wish you the best of luck.
Well, I appreciate that. No, we're going to be ready, and I think I think fans should be expecting a different team this year, for sure.
Well, let's do this again, man. Would love to get you on the show. And next time, you can bring some tips. Help me out, Bill. I'd like to build something, man. I don't know what yet, but we'll figure something out.
All right. Well, let me know. I have another summer, so let's do it.
All right, my man. Good luck, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right, man. That's Ryan Stonehouse. That's the Colorado State Rams punter. And I'm telling you, it sounds strange sometimes to say, hey, we're going to highlight this punter. We're going to talk to, you know, really blow this thing up. But I'm telling you, and this is not a bad thing. This Rams team is focused on defense and ball and field placement and trying to get this figured out where, hey, they're going to pin a team back. That's not necessarily a negative towards your offense. But this is going to be a fairly conservative offense. That's just how Steve Addazio rolls. And it will be about field position and putting this defense in the best position to come up with some big plays. So I'm pumped. Yeah, we're talking punting on this show. Absolutely. And I'm telling you, Ryan Stonehouse, he's going to be doing it at the next level. That's cool, too. You can kind of build stuff. You kind of dabble in that, Colfax.
I built a fence this summer.
Did you really?
I really did.
That's amazing. Like the tall, big, oh, man.
Six-foot fence.
Got that all done?
It's done. It took me all summer.
I got to check that out.
Come on by.
All right, let's go. So, yeah. Maybe we can get Ryan to bring his grill over.
We'll look at the fence and we'll admire each other's handiwork.
Just stand there and I can fix stuff, kind of.
Yeah.
But building things, like, from scratch and just saying, I'm going to do that. I was never a Legos kid.
No.
None of that stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't have that in me.
Huh. Mm. I like it.
Mm, barely changed the oil, like I said. In fact, I haven't changed the oil in my car since I left the farm. So that's just, I don't even know if I know how to do that anymore. 24 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's Broncos time. Saturday. This is huge for Drew Lock. Could be one of his final tests. Could be one of his final opportunities. We'll talk about it next.
Presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Mondays at 1 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.